I would like to take the lead on this. So guys, first off, networking is key. You gotta network with your colleagues, your peers, and everyone that you see around you. You never know who's gonna end up at Apple. So you gotta be networking with people, you gotta be nice to them. So York is an excellent university. It gets you lots and lots of exposure. When I was at York, I had a chance to enroll in some exchange program or something funky they had. I don't remember what it's called. It's something the Faculty of Science and Engineering offers. It's a couple of months. They send you to Germany. They send you to Greece. They send you some places in Europe, and you go study there. You take some courses there. There are research courses, database courses, and all kinds of stuff there. So that's like excellent exposure. You go out in the world, you go see different cultures, you see different people. It gives you people exposure. It gives you essentially all kinds of new experience that you had never even had thought of. So you got to be talking to people. You got to be participating in student clubs, like the stuff that Tulane was talking about. You got to join the student council. You got to join student clubs. You got to network. You got to talk to as much people as you can, because that will give you the ability to essentially communicate and express yourself well to other people. So when you're in an interview situation, you'll be able to tell the person what he's asking, really, as opposed to just blabber about what you've been up to.
Yeah, great. Good point. Anybody else?
Yeah, another thought out loud is we all have 24 hours per day. In other words, there is a saying, same wind blows on us all. So it's how much more efficient we are as compared to, let's say, to another developer somewhere in Middle East or in India, where rates are extremely competitive from the business perspective. What do we do here? How do we leverage our local presence in North America to make sure that we are competitive and that we grow even more competitive as we grow throughout our careers? You'll find that the reality that about 90% of recruiters call about 10% of candidates. So you do need to plan your growth starting from early positions, thinking 3 to 5 years down the road when you'll have these different more senior roles to play. During this time, probably one of the better advice I have received when I was sitting in your chairs was to make sure that you don't go deep, but you go wide. So being a generalist has paid off so much for me, at least in my career, that you do know 80-20 rule. If not, do look it up and attempt to apply it to pretty much everything that you see in your life, whether it's knowledge or any other experiences, and will be very successful and more effective and efficient than other guys who are not sitting in this room today.
That's good. Don't go deep, go wide.
Yep.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. Jose, any thoughts on what they can be acquiring, knowledge or skills while they're at university that might help them succeed in a career in your field?
Well, it's only a suggestion. I'm assuming, since most of you guys are technical here, just asking yourself, how many of you guys do take non-technical courses? That's good. I want to tell you this much. No matter where you go, you work with people. You develop technology for people, technology solution for people. So there's always someone at the other end who's a person. So bottom line is you need to be able to communicate effectively what you want to be done. No matter how good you are in your field, you need to do that. And it's really hard. It's really, really challenging to do that. And as you progress in a company or in an organization, the likelihood that someone will come and tap you on the shoulder saying, listen, what you said last night wasn't really nice in that meeting, will be very small, because the expectation is that you have developed. So in other words, you need to have awareness about your behavior, you need to have awareness about your speech, you need to have awareness when and what you say, to whom you say that. It's very, very important. So if you think that writing effective English is secondary, I would tell you it's 100% your primary objective to have that. So take a course in English literature. It will help you. It will. You can always take a course in Cisco networking, but it's much longer. It takes much longer for you to develop your skills in English language or in effective writing, because simply this is not something you practice every day. So if you can take that, do that for yourself. It will help you in anything that you do in the future. You're writing emails, responding to people. It's very, very important. Don't lose sight of it.
And that's interesting, because I work with the technology internship program with Christine, and we speak with a lot of the employers that hire our engineers, our iTech students, and our computer science students, and we ask them the same question, and their answer is like yours, Hussein, where they say, the technical skills are important, and but you can learn a lot of that. It's the communication skills that they find the most valuable. So they mirror what you just said.
I just want to add something to you guys. The place I work with, my job is in vendor relationship and client relationship management. My job is 60% non-technical. So in other words, I have to take the technical solution and present it to a business person, or I have to look vice versa, take their requirements and present it to them, among other factors. So the most important aspect is, how do I make that clear to them that I have to understand their interest, my interest, and the company's overall, and present a solution that fits everyone, including the process the company currently is running. And one thing my manager told me the day he hired me, I think it's a casual conversation, he looked at me and says, I can teach you everything, but I cannot teach you how to be with people. And I never forgot that. And that has been always the case throughout my career. They hire you based on your enthusiasm, because you like to do the job when you're young, when you come out of school. That's a primary motive for a manager to hire you, because you're young. You want to do the work, they hire you. As you progress, that will be less of a primary factor. It will be more secondary. They want to look at you saying, can you communicate with this guy? Can you take it over to this guy? Can you make this? Can you influence? These are the skills that you need to have in order to succeed in your job. Unless you want to work in a lab, that's a different story.
So folks, just to further on what something Hussein just said. So when you're working, right, what happens is big organizations are essentially split up in like two, three different silos. So one of them is the IT world, one of them is the marketing world, one of them is the finance world. So you split them up. So what happens is, at the end of the day, when you're working, you're managing all of these three different paradigms. You're managing these cross-functional teams. So you need to be able to communicate with those guys. So when you're at York, do be cognizant of this. Do take courses in marketing, in finance, in ADMS 1000, like stuff that is essentially unrelated to you. Take up courses in technical writing. People in computer science essentially just never bother with that. Do take up these courses. These are really important. I cannot stress enough how it's really important that you become really good at Java programming. That's the key. Without it, you're not going to get a job. But you got to learn technical writing. You got to learn marketing courses. You got to study some psych. Take courses in a wide discipline of academic courses that are being offered. Just indulge in all of those. You're going to learn something out of it.
Yeah, I would also say, I would like to emphasize the communication skills and soft skills that my co-panelists have been talking about, but also, don't take things just because you think they'll look good to an employer. Take things that you're actually interested in. Like for me, for computer science, there was how many credits of electives that you could take, and York does offer a lot of different introductory courses from different faculties, so you can really explore what you want. And I've actually been on the hiring teams for getting in new students onto our team. And I could say that we definitely do look a lot at soft skills. And what we're not necessarily looking for people that have the best programming skills of the crop, but what they're essentially looking for is problem solving and creativity and the ability to learn. So I think that if you have taken a lot of different courses, a lot of different areas, and you seem to have, you know, pretty decent marks, you can impress the employer or the interviewer with your conversational skills or some interesting projects, I think that would go a long way.
Great, thank you. And I know Ali mentioned a little bit about networking and recommending that as a something to do now. Any thoughts from the panelists on, besides student organizations, what they could be doing maybe outside of the university now to network? Because I know everybody always says network, 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 and I think sometimes students are wondering, well, how do I do that? Networking with people outside of the university. Any suggestions on that?
My suggestion again is, don't network for the sake of networking. Like whenever there's a networking event at work, it's like, what, I'm just going to go and stand there and just randomly talk to people? But something like this, it's like a natural setting for networking. Like I will know like my co-panelists by the end of it. In getting involved in different clubs or events like this, something where it's easy and natural to meet new people, and it's relevant to what you're trying to accomplish.
Good point. Something natural.
Yeah, so something that comes really naturally is your classes and the professors in them. Just talk to your professors. Talk to them just to get them to know you, hang out with them, take them out for coffee. Get to know them. They know people who are in the industry right now. They know people who are working at TELUS, IBM, Rogers, and all these big Googles and all these companies in the world. Your professors know them. So that when you're in university, I guess that's the first entry point that you should be talking to your professors and those guys. Then talk to the folks amongst you. Because what happens is once you grow in age and once you graduate school, what happens is your fellows and your colleagues in school, your peers in school end up being software engineers, managers, directors, and everyone. So that's your network base. It starts from your classroom, from the folks that are sitting around you, and it goes into those VPs and CEOs, those offices. So you start today, you start talking to people around you, play sports with them, you talk to them, like hang out with them at Vanier College or whatever you guys do, you know. Just talk to people, and then you'll see that as you grow with time, like 5 years, 10 years down the line, you'll see that guy you used to hang out with is now a software developer somewhere, is an engineer somewhere. So that's how you should start.
Eugene, did you have any thoughts on networking?
Yeah, I totally agree with Hania that it is absolutely important to do some form of networking. Well, I would recommend you, rather than just doing the network, build your coalitions, build your alliances. For example, you have a coalition for somebody who is keen on business, for somebody with whom you can exchange some of the ideas about technology. Because there is a shift from information technology, the way it used to be in past, to business technology. When you look at the current job market, there are less and less of pure development positions. There are a lot more of the architect positions, business architect, technical architect, and so on. So for you to be very confident in your first position, you need to also be familiar with project management methodology or several ones of them that a given place employs. Know what are the roles within the IT, and also know what are the information exchanges between members of each role. So even though you're a developer, it will be beneficial, for example, to know what kind of inputs and outputs are between business analyst and quality assurance engineers, and so on. Once you know these information flows, you know where to find information. After that, you know what to do with the information, and you're on to solid and good start. I'd also encourage you to be different, because find out what are the boundaries that you can take risks within, and don't be afraid to take them, because it's, you know, difference equals risk, risk equals reward. So the more chances you take, because you don't even have to be better than anybody else. You just need to be different, and you'll be better off.
Thank you. Saying any thoughts on networking?
Well, I think it has already been said. I'm assuming you're probably in your private lives, you already do anything outside, you do something outside school. Maybe some of you guys are engaged in affiliated with your churches, mosques, some of you with political parties. These are places where you meet people and people who think alike, and that's the reason you are in that organization. So it's a very good starting point to be there. The fact is that you have passion and you're putting some time that is outside your work and school, and you attend to the business of these organizations. So that's a good starting point for you guys. You can go in there and just apply yourself. And it's not about just knowing. People won't necessarily come forward and say, I do something for you. They will do it because they see maybe you're passionate, they see that you have a lot of, you know, charisma, or you're contributing simply to their organization. So people do it once they see something from you, but don't have necessarily the expectation the first thing that you join an organization, there will be a reward or return on it. It's not the case usually.
Okay.